eat out a lot. I go to drive. Is that an uncomfortable, weird way to start things?
No, I'm just saying that's not healthy. You may want to change that.
I try to eat well when I do eat out. It's not always crap in a bag, though they do, like Joe Pesci said, get you at the drive-thru every time. I think he said, fuck, you can beep that. So I'm in a situation the other night on the way to work, and I got to make a choice on where I'm going to eat. And I decide to go where they have the meats. We've talked about this sort of in a broader
scale. That would be Arby's, because Arby's has the meats.
I don't know anything about any of that, and maybe we do or don't actually mention who it is, but here's
the
deal.
We're totally mentioning it's Arby's, because they have the meats.
I don't know. A lot of places have meats. Maybe it was a place that has meats. Either way, they had a blue-haired girl who was supposed to be working. There was a long line at the drive-thru, and I thought, well, holy crap, I'll go inside. There's no one in the lobby. I saw two people in the lobby, somebody in the little teeny, looked like the greenhouse section way up front. You know, the area looks like there should be growing tomatoes.
It's always a nice, like, solarium they have in the back of the restaurant.
Yeah, it's a place I'd be hanging out.
Nice place to eat, especially when it's kind of chilly outside. It's nice.
Yeah.
It's a solarium. You might have a pool in there.
Get a little bit of sun, you know, without the smell of chlorine. It's perfect. So I go in, there's a couple at the counter, and then there's no one at the front counter working. I mean, there's a couple waiting to order, and then I'm there, and I already know what I want. I want a turkey sandwich. It's simple. It's basic. You can't screw it up. You put it on some bread. You give me a curly fry. I want the waffle fry. They don't have the waffle fry anymore. That's not important. I just know.
Waffle fries, that's a Chick-fil-A thing, man.
But they used to have them there and they were good. Apparently, I'm the only one who would get that and the jalapeno popper. I'm sharing way too much about my diet.
And
I said I'm trying to eat healthy, but everything I just mentioned is also going to kill you.
Generally, if you're going to the place that advertises that they have the meats, it's not going to be healthy, no matter what you get.
No. Well, everything in moderation except hand grenades, heroin, and playing Frogger on the interstate or the freeway. As far as I'm concerned, I've said that before, and maybe that's not true. Crack cocaine's probably not good in moderation.
There's a lot of things you should not be having in moderation.
Like what?
Arsenic,
name one. Trepanation. Arsenic. Okay, fair. I don't know. Where do you get arsenic? What comes in apple seeds? What is that?
No. You're thinking of like peach pits. That's cyanide, I think, is peach pits.
We've gotten really way off base here for my situation.
But they don't serve peach pits at the meats with the Arby's.
Or wherever it happened to be, I can neither confirm nor deny. So I'm in there and I'm waiting and I'm like, how long you been waiting? This couple in front of me is like, it's been a couple minutes. And finally somebody says something, because everybody in the back's working their asses off. They're hustling, getting stuff ready for the people in the drive-thru.
Because they got a huge-ass drive-thru line. Yeah. Because assholes up there want to get food in front of your face.
That's correct. So I'm waiting and I'm like, this is cool. And then somebody yells somebody's name, and then the kid who was in the front, I thought was just eating or like whatever. It was a girl. I don't know if she was on break or if she was just not working, but she was on her phone texting or messaging. I don't know what the hell. And she's like, all right. And she's kind of mumbling some shit to herself. And I'm like, okay, this isn't going well. I don't have a lot of time. I got work to do.
You should have just picked another damn Arby's to go to.
But there's no place. And I don't know if that's the place, but I didn't have a whole lot of time to go anywhere else, whether it was that place or another place that has the damn meat. See, I'm not getting in trouble with this because it could be a problem. I'm trying to help somebody in the future. So here is the situation. She comes up there. She's on the phone and she's messaging. She looks up kind of gives a smile, sort of like she's sort of engaged and sort of there to help, but not really wanting to help, you know what I mean? Because she had been up front on the freaking phone. So
she was on her break, man, and you're like, give me my meats.
She didn't check in, so I don't know if she was on break or just not doing the job because nobody had been inside, but the couple had been waiting. Now my dumb ass happens to walk in. I want my food. So I'm waiting. I'm trying to handle some things.
Did you just walk in, start breaking windows and go, you got the meats? I want the meats. I need the meats. Is that how you like presented yourself?
I am never that way. I am wholesome, if not polite. And I try to treat people like I want to be treated, or they want to hopefully treat the people that I care for. That's how I try to treat people, which is not always. Some people
that's
like to
mistake.
Be treated like crap. I understand that. I've seen, there was just in the news at another store, where another type of restaurant, but it was a fast food restaurant, where apparently there was a customer. See, here's the thing. Sometimes, not all the time, sometimes customer's not right.
Sometimes, oh, no, you're absolutely right. The customer is sometimes dead wrong.
If you take a look on any streaming service that's out there, social media, at any given time, you can find video of things going sideways or worse, where they have harassed people behind the counter. Other customers have gotten into it. There was a case just not long ago with a woman who should have been an MMA, UFC, full-on throwdown. I mean, she's like a tick. She looked like a human. I mean, she's a fire plug of a woman. I'm not hating on her.
Like
she was solid in a low center of gravity, and she handled herself. She body slammed some dude. I don't know if there was a fight over fries. I don't know what happened. Do a search.
Dude, life
is
way too short to fight over fries. Just buy another goddamn thing of fries.
You're absolutely
$2.
Yes, that's correct.
$2.
But how much money they've made on views for this video I'm talking about? Somebody's gotten paid, or at least the service streaming it has.
With that said, I could go for some fries right now.
Always. There's always room for fries. That's right. Fries would be good right now. Always. Somebody should be sponsoring us for fries. Let's say, anyway,
Uber
that's a whole
Eats.
Other
get your shit together and sponsor Chubby and Stick for fries.
That's exactly. Waffle fry, a curly fry, a jalapeno popper kind of situation. Mm. Whatever it is. We're not begging. We're just saying if you're small. Because we know from food and eating.
I am good at food.
That's true. There is a
Did
reason
you get your
Chubby
food?
And Stick.
Did you get
so
your
here. Here's the situation.
Okay, so what's the situation?
So she takes their order, she halfway looks up at them, and then she steps away for a minute again, like I'm not there. I don't know I don't know what the hell the deal is. They move over to the left and they're waiting, and I'm like, okay. She doesn't look up at me like she looked up at them.
She just doesn't want to make eye contact. It's like me going to a dance in high school. Just no one would just don't make eye contact. He won't ask me to dance.
And I'm like, hey, how you doing? How's your night going? You know, I'm trying to like, you know what, motivate her, get her engaged. You know, let's go. Let's move this forward. I can tell you don't want to be here. That's fine. Then don't show up. Don't go. You find a job you want to be doing. I don't know why if they're paying you, they're not paying you to text. And she's not looked up. She's in the middle of a conversation.
If you're getting a job and a low-level position at a place that's got the meats, that's probably not where you want to have a job.
But here's the thing. Anytime you interact with another human being,
yes,
right, you have an opportunity to impress them. You don't know who they are. You don't know what they do. And the fact is, I've hired people away from situations like that, and I've had opportunities presented to me, as awkward and uncomfortable as I am with people and interacting in social situations, because people have gone, oh, you're engaging. You're interested in what you're doing and concerned, you know, in engaging somebody else in what's happening. And
well,
people, you know, hey.
See, but you're using logic. Not everybody who gets a job uses logic. Some people
Well, here's where I'm trying to help, because the girl had blue hair. I'm not going to identify. I don't want anything bad to happen to her. I don't want her to get fired or nothing else.
What's
I'm
wrong
just
with
simply
blue hair, man?
I like a blue. I'm just saying it's an identifying feature. And even with blue hair, where people might be taken back going, that doesn't seem like a business-like situation. She could find herself in a better
business-like
place.
She has the meat. She does. She's not like. She's not like, you know, writing you into a last will and testament or something.
Well, I mean, I would take whatever's offered.
Wait,
offering.
You'd go to a drive-thru at a place that advertises, we have the meats to get your last will and testament?
No, I just meant if somehow there was going to be something that was willed to me, I would possibly accept it. I'm looking for free stuff. Is that?
Can I will you my meats that are left over in my house?
Yeah, I don't want to be made the executor. There's work involved, but if it just means they're doling out free stuff, sign me up. You know
free
what I mean?
Meats.
So she doesn't look up at all, and I'm like, hey, I want the turkey sandwich, I want this and that or whatever. So she finishes, she doesn't hardly look up, she takes the money, she gave me the change, I'm like, hey, I hope your night gets better or whatever else. She kind of looked up, and you could tell she was kind of like, is he taking a shot at me? I'm like, yeah, bitch, I'm taking a shot at you because you're not paying attention, don't want to be doing what you're doing. But she smiled. She was courteous at that point. As she's walking away, she opened the door. There's always a door right next to the counter so they can escape their situation, I guess. And she goes right back up to the little greenhouse in the front, and I'm waiting for my, I'm like, well, who's giving me my food? What the hell's going on? Finally, some
you
other.
You got like jizz and snot in your turkey sandwich. That's
no, because the other, I watched, you can see them making the food. So they're making it right. I can see it. I know when it's I'm waiting. Tick tock, tick tock. I serve my own beverage because they make you do that, you know. And that's another. This is why there's kiosks.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You're salty because you have to serve your own beverage?
No, I'm salty because the person there made me wait and didn't act interested or paying attention to be there. And if it was my store, I would have probably fired the person. But I'm trying to avoid that. I'm trying to help. I'm trying to be a part of
the solution. You have higher standards than these blue-haired bastards.
Well, it's not even about the blue hair. It's just it just happened to be an identifying feature. It's not like I said, hey, ring through the nose, gauges in the ears are all inked up with throat tattoos and, you know, a spider web on the elbow, whatever the hell else, caught in a web situation, locked up in the past, convict or whatever else. I'm just, like they say, hey, I'm a skinny white dude, you're a fat white guy. It just is what it is. She's a blue-haired kid. Okay. And I'm assuming she's a kid because she's
Wait,
on the phone messaging
fat?
Rather than doing the job. All I'm saying, why are you there?
Well, I once went to it was a place because like,
it was
know,
a place. It was a place.
The slogan is we have the meats.
Yeah.
And I was driving from Columbus to Cincinnati because we were going to go to Kings Island with the kids.
I know that route down 71. Yes.
Yeah. And about halfway down, there's all like the restaurants where you want to stop is like right in the middle, like right around Canal Winchester.
Sure.
And so we stop there and there's that location that has the meats. And my son, who was at the time about 9, he goes in and he just runs right up the counter because we were joking about this as we were pulling in about the slogan. He runs right up the counter and he goes, "Do you got the meats?" And well, no, it starts first started the woman. She's sort of this. Yeah, she looked like the person who might be kind of like from the middle of nowhere in Ohio. And she's like, "Hello, welcome to Arby's. Can I take your order?" And my son runs up and goes, "Do you got the meats?" And it's like she didn't even understand what he said. She was like a non-playing character in a video game that just reset itself and goes, "Hello, welcome to Arby's. Can I take your order?"
Or she was just totally over whatever was going on with this whole thing because she'd seen it before with other teenagers.
It sounded like she didn't know what the slogan was.
But. Or didn't. How do you respond to it? I mean, I would have been like, "Yeah, we got the meats. What
was
you need,
yeah,
kid?
Absolutely.
Let's
fuck
go.
Yeah, we got the meats. What kind of meats do you want, bastard?"
Well, so you didn't have to go so far as to be hostile. And see, you're being aggressive towards a customer. That's not helpful either.
Well, you know, it's fun. You know, the weirdest, the weirdest
fun.
I will tell you, it's the weirdest Arby's stories is. I drive down to Florida all the time because
we're not here to beat on the Arby's, by the way. See,
no,
this is going to be a problem. They're going to come
you
to us. There's going to be,
up.
It's going to,
there's meats involved. Dude, I love me some Arby's. They got
I do
those,
too.
Those
Why do you think I went?
Sliders, those Hawaiian barbecue sliders are really good.
Oh, yeah. They get King's bread. Yeah.
Yeah. That shit's good. And I love their good. Sliders. I am a big fan of Arby's, but it was funny. We drive down to Florida all the time because we take trips down to Cocoa Beach for Christmas and we do cruises and everything. And there's this corridor on Interstate. I think it might be 77 going through Virginia. And there is an Arby's in the middle of this whole thing. And for the longest time, they had the giant sign. You know how they, you know, on the freeway, they have these signs that are like 500 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll say like McDonald's or it says Arby's, but they had the lights out. So the R and the Y. And the apostrophe were all out. So it said abs. So when during the day, you didn't notice it. But when it was lit up, it said abs.
Right.
And I took a picture of it when we were driving. And I'm like, this is possibly a false advertising. Because if you eat at Arby's too much, you will definitely not have abs.
You could, though. I mean, it depends.
You
on, like,
well,
they got
I
the Jamocha
abs.
Shake. I love the Jamocha Shake.
I have abs, but it's under a keg. You know, I have a six-pack. It's under the keg, though.
Right.
But
hiding.
So I tweeted that out, and I said it as a joke. And you know what's funny? Arby's, like, social media went back to me and was like, "Hey, where is this restaurant?" I'm like, "I'm not fucking telling you. I love the fact that there's a giant sign that says abs where you can get tons and tons of the meats."
Yeah, they were trying to find it so they could get their sign fixer to go get those bulbs. For-
well, they right. changed the logo very slightly, so they put a new sign up so it doesn't say abs anymore. That's the saddest part.
So it is unfortunate. I'm sure you weren't the only one trying to make a pilgrimage and knowing that you were there with the abs.
I have the abs. They have the meats.
You got to have some.
You've been listening to The Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate The Chubby and Stick Podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to The Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to The Chubby and Stick Show. And keep keeping it real.